The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Duxbury, Finance Director at Galliford Try. GFRD is the ticker there. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to talk to you again.
Yeah, well, you just announced a trading update, so that was alongside your AGM, and we'll talk through some of the highlights of that update in a bit. Before we do, for people not familiar, I know you've changed or refocused the business recently, so can you just explain what the business is about, Galliford Try, please, Andrew?
Yeah, of course. Well, Galliford Try is a UK construction company, having sold our house building businesses in January this year. And we're a well-capitalised company. We've got cash on the balance sheet, no debt, no pension scheme liabilities. And Justin, construction is fundamental to the UK economy and to its post-COVID economic recovery. And we operate nationally through our building and infrastructure divisions. So in building, our order book covers education, defence, health, commercial sectors, and is really focused on improving the UK built environment. Mm-hmm. And in infrastructure, our clients are primarily the public and regulated sectors, and we split infrastructure between highways and environment being mainly water and wastewater. And I guess finally, our management team, very experienced and is really committed to creating long-term value for our stakeholders.
Absolutely. Okay, so you just said the AGM, you've released a trading update alongside that. Give us some of the highlights, if you could, Andrew, of that.
Sure. Well, we're 4 months into the financial year and trading has been very good. So all of our sites are open, our projects are fully operational, and productivity is at normal levels, despite COVID and the second national lockdown that we're in. We've got excellent average month-end cash. In the first half year, the cash is towards the upper end of our previously guided range, which was £125 to £145 million. And we expect to return to profitability in the first half of this current financial year and to resume our dividend with the interim results. We're really encouraged by the order pipeline and by some excellent recent strategic contract wins. And all of that comes together means that we're making really good progress against our strategy.
Excellent stuff. And, tell us about the strategy, if you could. Give us a bit of insight into that.
Sure. Well, our strategy is really focused on robust risk management, sustainable growth, and that sustainability agenda is really important to us. It's about careful cash management and it's about margin progression. So as part of that risk management, we operate with carefully selected sectors, which is largely through frameworks and with repeat clients. I mentioned earlier, we're well capitalized. We've got no debt, no pension liability. We've got a portfolio of high quality PPP assets. And we've got a really strong order book, which is in our chosen markets and has got the right risk profile for us going forwards. So as I've said, we're making good progress on these strategic priorities, but just as importantly, also making really good progress against the financial targets for the business that we set out in September of this year, which are, as I said, focusing on bottom line margin improvement.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we go, I ask you for three reasons why someone should add you to their watch list. I mean, in the week, of course, there's very positive news on the vaccine, and that must give a bit of a boost, because so many sectors have been hammered down due to COVID and not trading at their true value. I mean, I think, we are seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. That's got to have a positive effect on the company and your operations, hasn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, we stayed operating throughout the COVID pandemic. All of our sites are open, which is great, but we can't look past, COVID is a big disruptor for our clients, for many of our suppliers as well. So the vaccine coming through, when that comes through, that will be a real benefit to us, as it is to the whole economy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think there's lots of news coming out on vaccines over the next few weeks. So, hopefully more good news for you guys and your clients. Okay, Andrew, every day in the podcast, I highlight the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. So to get on that list, of course, people have to hit that follow button on your page. So give us three reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add Galliford Try to their watch list, please.
Yeah, of course. Well, look, firstly, it's our strong platform that we've got for sustainable, profitable growth. So we've got the right strategy. We're well capitalized, got great client relationships, great framework positions. And Justin, we're seeing the fruits of this already in our current trading performance. We'll be profitable this year. We'll be reinstating dividends this year. And we've got a really strong cash performance this year. So secondly, it's that focus on risk management, which gives us the confidence for the future. Our focus on sectors which have got real growth potential, where we've got core proven strengths and a real disciplined approach to project selection. And thirdly, again, this is about the outlook. We've got a really high visibility of our future revenue streams, including the positive impact of the increased government investment in construction as part of the government's economic recovery plan. So three really strong reasons why your listeners should follow us.
Excellent stuff. Andrew, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thanks very much indeed, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.